Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in with Mike Max for some sports. Beautiful day for softball yesterday as Eden Prairie came through the loser's bracket to put up a win. Maxie, take me through some of the high school sports.
Well, it's interesting. Maple Grove won yesterday. They're going to state. We've seen them a couple times this year. They dominated Eden Prairie when they played them earlier this year. They've dominated a lot of teams. So today you've got a lot of section play, lacrosse, baseball. I was out at Stillwater yesterday. They've got they're the defending state champs in baseball, and their top two pitchers are both going to Oregon State, the defending national champions. And Jared Washburn, who pitched for the California Angels, is now coaching in Webster, Wisconsin, not that far away. And his son is going to Oregon State as well. So it's pretty unusual that you got three pitchers within about a 60-mile radius there of each other that are all going out to Oregon State to play for the national champion team. The Oregon State team beat the Gophers last year in the Super Regional, you might recall. You've got adaptive softball going on at Chanhassen State Tournament this weekend. You got lacrosse. You know, everybody's in playoff mode. Track, everything else, and then next week state tournaments really kind of kick in full force. So there's a lot of high school sports going on right now. CHS Field today, Champlain Park's playing Totino Grace. That should be a pretty good game. Eden Prairie and Prior Lake playing in baseball. That should be a pretty good game. There's a number of, Richfield's hosted a couple of section. Holy Angels is playing Visitation there in a section softball game, and Eastview against East Ridge there. So there's a lot of games like that going on. And then this is the interesting part about this weekend, John, and next weekend to an extent too, and it only affects spring sports, is you've got that thing called graduation. And there's all kinds of, you know, it always comes into play for different teams that make it, and all of a sudden they're slated to play at the same time the graduation ceremony is, and so everybody tries to avoid that as much as they can, but you have no idea if your team is going to advance that far or not.
Well, just mail my diploma to me and my honor society.
Just mail it.
And my honor society pin. Wait, I don't. Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead and mail that to me. I didn't earn one, but go ahead and mail me one.
Yeah. But a lot of action, as you point out, baseball, lacrosse, track and field playoffs. This is all going on here with so much to do. And I think we talked about this before, but Monday the high school league may vote on whether or not to add a shot clock to high school basketball games. Give me your thoughts.
I think it's probably if that when or when not if I just, it's been talked about so many times, and even if it doesn't make it this time, it's a little bit complicated in that first of all you've got to get the infrastructure, everybody's got to get that equipment, and then especially probably early on you're going to have to teach people this is an art, a shot clock, and working with the referee, because if you watch NBA games, I can't believe how clean they keep it. But you know, did the ball touch the rim? Therefore, the shot clock gets reset, doesn't get reset. There will be some bumps along the way that way in terms of referees working with people that run the shot clock and qualified people that run it. The upside is basketball is meant to be played at a pace. I think kids want to play it at a pace. They don't want to sit on the ball. They don't want to do all those things. The downside is when you have a discrepancy in talent, in other words, a really good team is playing a really bad team, they could in the past at least sit on the ball and not have these, you know, real lopsided routes. Well, now with the shot clock, they're just going to have to shoot the ball and you know, do it unless they make a rule that amends that a little bit. But so you're going to, the blowouts are going to be bigger than they were before.
Yeah. Hey, Twins lose to the Rays last night on WCCO Radio without Jorge Polanco. Will he be back tonight? Do you know? What do you know about that?
I think so, and Nelson Cruz, they said, could be activated any day as well. And Byron Buxton came back after crashing into the wall, so that was a good sign. He came back and played. So the Twins have enough depth with their 13 position players that even when the guy's missing or not, they're in really good shape right now in terms of being able to plug some holes. Garver's down there at rehabbing not far away at Fort Myers, so he should be back soon. So they're in pretty good shape even when they have to sit for a game or two, because when you look at the guys that are sitting on the bench for them, guys like Austin Dio and whatnot, they've all performed at a high level.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Definitely coming together. Barrios on the mound tonight for the Twins. 5:30 pregame, of course, on WCCO. Just leave it here. You get all the action. Coming up tomorrow at 11, Gopher softball tries to keep their season alive against Washington. Can they do it?
They can. This will be more of a coin toss game, I think, than, you know, UCLA are kind of a prohibitive favorite there yesterday for good reason. You saw how UCLA plays. They just wear you down, and they, you know, the Gophers took a shot, got back in the game a little bit, but you always felt like UCLA had control of the game. And part of that's when you got, you know, an outstanding pitcher like that, who's the top pitcher in the country. You feel pretty good about yourselves if you're UCLA. But after the game, I was watching the press conference with the Gophers, and the players seemed like, in a way, they almost were giddy, even though they lost, because they had experienced something they'd never experienced before in their life. You know, the ambiance, the big crowd, the energy, the playing the power. So maybe that kind of, and it was kind of fun to see, because you could just see that they appreciated the moment even though they lost the game. But maybe that also means, okay, that's past us now. Now let's go win a game. Let's play, you know, like capable of playing. But they were in it. I mean, 7-2 is not indicative. They got those four runs late in the game, so they can play with these teams. There's no question there.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Toronto Raptors kind of sent a message last night saying, hey, don't write us off or disregard us when it comes to playing the Golden State Warriors.
That's right. And even though it's in Toronto, I was a little bit of a surprise with the handled the Golden State. Golden State kept, they made many runs in the third, fourth quarter. Of course, they had Kevin Durant, might be different, but they couldn't get over the hump. They couldn't go on one of those, you know, 16-2 specials that Golden State's known for, because Toronto plays such a good defense. They get back so well. You know, they don't allow you a lot of, even, you know, one of the things Golden State likes to do is shoot threes out of transition. So off a fast break, that's really hard to defend. And you're setting up, most people are thinking layup, and they're going, no, we'll take a three. Well, Toronto does a really good job of negating some of that, and that's kind of their style. And Kawhi Leonard is going to prove to be the pickup of the year. You don't outsmart, and I don't know that they necessarily outsmarted San Antonio, because he wanted out. But when they got DeRosa and they ended up with Kawhi Leonard, and they kind of paced him early in the year because he's illness and everything else. And boy, I tell you, that has really worked out well in the second half of the season for them.
Yeah, very good stuff. Maxie, Dave Lee will be back with business as usual. You got the Sports Huddle coming up on Sunday. Who's special on the Sports Huddle?
That's a really good question. Sid Hartman.
Okay, we'll go with that. That always makes it special.
We start throwing lines in the water about this time of the week, you know, trying to figure out who's newsy and who people want to hear from. We always end up with some kind of an all-star lineup, but how it comes together is like
all right.
Sausage sometimes.
Okay, good. I know you'll pull it together. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning here on WCCO and through the latter part of this week. I do appreciate it as always.
Yeah, good to be with you, buddy.
All right, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.